Now, last week here on the show, we heard from Mary Thea Brosnan of Kerry Keffer, and the previous week, Áine Ní Bhriain of Blasta Delights, two of the six Kerry businesses that recently completed the Food Academy programme. And this evening, we're going to hear from another, Dingle Sea Salt. And the Food Academy is delivered in conjunction with Bord Bia and the local enterprise offices, and gives early stage food and drink producers an opportunity to get their products on super value shelves. Well, earlier I spoke to the two men behind Dingle Sea Salt, Tom Leach and Mo McKeown, and I asked them to tell us about Dingle Sea Salt and what sets it apart from other salts.
Yeah, well, our salt's a natural sea salt. It's harvested from the Atlantic Ocean surrounding the Corcaguina Peninsula. So we conduct our whole process by hand. So that goes from harvesting the seawater to gathering the sea salt crystals and then hand packaging our jars. So what makes us unique in Ireland really is our process. We use only the sun and wind, and we naturally evaporate the seawater. So this process would be a low carbon approach, and it gently preserves the ocean's nutrients and elements in their natural form as the seawater gradually evaporates. So this really, it's reflected in the distinct kind of how the sea salt looks, feels and tastes. And we're only able to produce our sea salt from around March to October each year, in line with the seasons. So we're very much at the mercy of the elements, which would be unique for sea salt in Ireland.
Okay, and I suppose, how did it all come about? How did you end up creating Dingle Sea Salt?
Well, it took a while for us to get up and going. And look, Tom's background would be in organic horticulturalist, and I'd have a background in science with some experience in food production. Look, we started out around 2019, and we saw a gap in the market at that point for a gourmet sea salt. Now, when we looked into it, it was a bit more challenging. So trying to make sea salt sustainably in colder climates was a challenge. Looking out the window today, it's fair to say we don't exactly get the weather you would somewhere like France for natural evaporation. And Tom and I were out having a surf one day, when we had what people call their eureka moment, I guess. So, you know, Tom had mentioned he'd left the doors open on his polytunnel and it had withered all his beloved tomato plants. So he thought it must have been over 40 degrees in there. So at that point, we kind of had the what seemed like a harebrained idea at the time to try and combine the elements that we were used to from surfing. So trying to take the sun and the wind, and of course the seawater, and trying to optimize how this process would work in a specially designed evaporation tunnel. So it took a couple of seasons of us sort of playing around and a lot of heartbreak and a lot of trial and error. But just last season, then last summer, after two rounds of piloting, we started to realize that we might be onto something here. And we were able to progress from what was first an idea in the water to a pilot scale, and to start scaling up to full scale production.
Okay, and you've mastered the product then when it came to, I suppose, packaging it then for customers. Talk to us about that. They're beautifully presented.
Thank you. Obviously the packaging was very important to us. We really wanted it to reflect our ethos and our sustainability. But we also wanted to present a premium product that someone would be happy to have on their table and display. So hence the ceramic pots with the cork lids can be reused over and over again for as long as possible. And we're using only natural materials to create the packaging. So say ceramic, cork, hemp strings for the tamper-proof seals and the labels there. And we use acrylic-free glue. So it's 100% plastic-free, our packaging. We really wanted our sort of sustainability to come across. But we wanted it also to look like a premium product. That someone would be happy to have displayed, and also as a gift for, you know, that they'd be happy to take home and give to other people.
You seem to be doing your best to protect the environment. You're aiming to be carbon neutral. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, as Rory said, you know, we're both surfers. We both love the ocean and everything that it provides for us. We're keen to protect the environment around us. So, we are striving to become carbon neutral and possibly even carbon negative in the future through, you know, whether that's through tree planting and carbon offsetting in that way. So, yeah, it's definitely something we'll always be driving towards and continuously trying to improve. where we are, whether that's through the packaging or the process. I mean, recently we just moved to a new type of packaging tape that we use for our boxes, you know, again, paper and acrylic free glue. So yeah, everything we do, we'll continue to try to improve on it. And I say the ultimate goal is to be carbon neutral or even carbon negative. Yeah, we appreciate it. It's a journey, and any small changes we can make along the way, there's only benefits to that.
And you've gone through the Food Academy programme. You're not yet in SuperValu stores. That's planned for later in the summer. But tell us about the programme. How has it benefited Dingle Sea Salt?
Yeah, look, I mean, if we're honest, it's been a bit of a game changer for us in terms of getting the business up and running. I think it's fair to say Tom and I were both a bit green around the edges starting out, but the Food Academy program is really focused in on the key areas that you need to develop your skills to be a successful business. So, you know, it was such a broad-ranging program, covered everything from branding to digital marketing, food safety, of course, you know, how you get from an idea to new product on the shelves. And, you know, for us, particularly around the financial side, which wasn't an area we were particularly strong in starting out. So, yeah, it's been obviously critical for any new business. And I think, you know, best of all for us, I think, was the network that we developed through the Food Academy. You know, we linked up with some fantastic food producers in Kerry and also nationally. And there was the whole spectrum was there, I guess, from people who had been already on the shelves for a few years to people that were just starting out like us. So, you know, we got to learn a lot, I guess, from that network, a lot of real world war stories about people sort of starting out. So we got to benefit from other people's experiences. And I think it kind of helped us feel that we're not alone in this. You know, anyone who's starting out a new business will be painfully aware of all the challenges and the hurdles and the pitfalls. So, you know, having a supportive network of producers and the retailers, of course, that we can lean on as the business grows and as we meet challenges, be they unexpected or otherwise. So, look, it's been great, and obviously great for raising our profile and getting our name out there. So it's been a hugely positive experience, I think, for us in the business.
And you mentioned that networking with other businesses. You're all about keeping it local, you know, using local produce, working with other local businesses.
Yeah, we are, absolutely. Every step along the way, we try to use local talent where we can. We're very lucky where we live that there are a lot of very creative and talented people around us that we can draw upon. All our photography is done by local photographer Brina Lusig. Our illustrations, a local illustrator, Donald O'Brick. And again, we've had help with our branding through Anchor Studios and Ken Mayer. So yeah, we really try to, again, to champion and promote local businesses. There's so many talented and creative people around Kerry that you know, we don't need to look that much further to be able to get that help that we need. So yeah, again, we'll always try and promote other local businesses where we can.
Maybe you might talk to us about the plans for the business in general. You know, where would you like to see it going in the coming years?
Like any small business, we hope to grow, you know, at a sustainable pace. You know, obviously, we'll hope to be adding some staff to the ranks in the near future. Look, we have some exciting flavour and gift ideas in the pipeline. As mentioned, Tom's got a great background in organic farming. So we've been producing and growing our own organic ingredients that we're going to be having a play around with in our test kitchen over the summer. So Tom's had a bumper harvest of garlic recently. So we'll be looking at hopefully developing something exciting with a twist on that front. You know, we'll be hopefully setting up our online store in the coming months as well. And look, we've been fortunate enough, we've shipped our salt out to, you know, the four corners of the globe already. We've been out to Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, North America. So we'll definitely be looking to grow this international market as well.
You mentioned the hopes for the online shop soon, and obviously you're going to be in the SuperValu shelves later this summer as well. But for those looking to track you down in the meantime, where can people find out more about the stockists of Dingle Sea Salt?
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, we've had great support from local businesses, particularly in Dingle and the Kerry area. And you'll also find us in specialty stores in Cork, Galway and Dublin. There's a full list of our stockists on our website, dingleseasalt.ie. And you can also follow us on Instagram at dinglesesaltco.
Well, look, Tom and Mo, congratulations again on getting through the Food Academy programme. And look, the very best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed.
Tom Leach and Mo McKeown there of Dingle Sea Salt, one of the recent graduates of the Food Academy here in Kerry.